Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, as usual, Chris Okutsi. I usually don't say my last name because if you don't know who I am by now, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, do some research, ask somebody, they'll tell you. Here with me is a person who you also shouldn't have to know who they are because you should know who they are by now. And Kyla Taylor, wonderful friend of mine for many, many moons now, and incredible business lady. Welcome, Kyla.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. She's looking at me all funny. She's like, I can't believe you're like announcing me in this way. It's like a wrestling announcement. We should have like ring music playing, fans chanting.
Take off my cape.
fans chanting Kyla's name. Kyla. Anyways.
I want to get back to pronouncing your last name.
Okutsi. Okutsi.
Okutsi. Yeah, that's the way your Italian grandmother would say
No, Okutsi. Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's easy to say. I don't know how people mess it up.
It's because we don't read. It's because we don't read, Chris. We read your name. All of us. People still call me Kayla. They think somehow there's an A-Y.
How is there an A in there?
There's not. But we don't read.
No, you know what? You know what the like, I don't mind when someone calls me Okutsi because it's close enough.
Okutsi.
Right? They're not pronouncing the I. I forgive Anglophones for not pronouncing the I.
Right.
Because it's close. It's very close. They've pronounced the other things with the hard C, you know, and all that, and the Z's right and everything. Because it's like, if you can say pizza, you can pronounce it, the double Z and any vowel. Drives me nuts when people make an S sound. I'm like, okay, so you say pizza properly, but you all of a sudden with my last name make an S sound. Interesting.
Okay, so I have a question. Do you have listeners that can, like, once they listen to your podcast, can they, like, send you in a note or make a comment on the website after they've listened to the podcast?
If they want to.
I'm just wondering about how many people are out there that have to constantly correct people on how to say or spell their names.
I'm interested in that, too.
Right?
There's tons of them. I'm very careful about people's names.
Well, so that's really weird, right? Because you should be, because you're a public figure.
Yeah.
It's a networking thing. Yeah. Like, I am terrible at names. Terrible. But I never forget a face. Ever, ever, ever. And I will tell you this.
I'm bad with names
sometimes. In my cell phone, I have known you. How long have I known you now? 10 years?
About a decade, yeah.
Yeah, about a decade. You are still Chris capital O.
That's it.
In my phone.
That's it.
Because
I'm like that with a lot of people. Don't worry. It's not just you.
So, you know, and it's because I can't spell your damn last name. But you know what? It's because I haven't sat down and been like, here's how I spell it out.
Yeah.
To see it, it's recognizable for me. But you are always Chris O to me.
No, that's okay. Chris. You're not the only one. There's a few people like that, Chris O. Right? Or they'll phonetically spell my last name. How it's so that they can say it right.
Yep.
Which is okay. Like, I'm fine with that. Like,
see, I'm cool with Taylor. Taylor's
easy.
Super simple.
You screw up
simple.
Taylor. I don't know. I get mad at like the McDonough's. I'm like, you have more silent consonants in your name than you can. And mine is so straightforward. It's like O, hard C. The proper pronunciation of the I.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Get your pens out. We're having a linguistics lesson.
You know what I mean? Like, and I sit there and I'm like, so your name is McDonough. And I'm like, but it doesn't look like McDonough. Or like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and I use that as an example. If there's a McDonough listening, it's not your fault. You have a silly name. Don't worry about it. It's like, you know, and they're like, oh, your name's weird. And I was like, how is my name weird? Everything has a purpose in my name.
This sounds to me like you're stirring up some fighting Irish people out there. And
I like Irish people.
I'm just thinking about us talking about soccer. Football.
You know what? I can't even. I don't argue with people about that. I say, look at the record. four World Cups, two European trophies, a gold medal, then look at your country's record, and then we'll talk. And if you can match up like Brazil or Germany, then we'll have a conversation. If you're anybody else, you still cannot have a conversation with me about football.
So I definitely can't. And I'm so glad that before we went on air, we talked about being authentic and not pretending, because I cannot pretend
to know anything
about what you're talking about.
There's listeners who know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, listeners. I do not get the football.
At least you call it football.
I know.
On that note, since we're being authentic here and we're just chatting. No, you made an interesting point earlier now that we're getting off this. I love when we hang out because we just talk and it doesn't matter what we say. That's the best reason to listen to this show and keep listening, is because everyone that comes on, mostly we just have conversations.
And we're keeping you company out there. Whatever it is you're doing right now, we hope you're being entertained.
Well, if you're listening on 88.7 FM The Bay, oh, look at that cheap plug. If you're listening on The Bay in the morning, it will be on a Sunday morning at 7 a.m. So you're probably having your coffee, and we're probably annoying the hell out of you. So sorry for that.
And good morning. We're with you.
If you're there. If you're listening at any other time of the day, you're probably listening on MuskokaUnlimited.com on the website. In which case, hey, glad you're listening. Thank you for your support. We do appreciate it. Now we'll get into some real stuff. Kyla and I were talking before about some business stuff, and that's her expertise. She's the CEO, founder, owner, Miss Everything for Launch and Prosper, which helps businesses reach their full potential. I think we can say that.
I love that. That was a great pitch.
Without being too advertorial here, I just wanted to, I think that's the best way to say it without it sounding like an ad. That's legit. And we were talking about people being authentic, being true to themselves, like we were just being in our conversation, and how important it is that's great advice for business owners to be authentic. So talk a little bit about that, like how that kind of came to be, that kind of thought process with you of finding, you know, that authenticity and with yourself and helping get others to look into themselves to do it.
Such a loaded question.
It is a loaded question, but you don't have to be fully honest. You don't have to be like, well, I was in the shower one day and the soap got in my eye.
Hey, you know what? Fun fact. Who was it? There was a great philosopher who used to sit on the John. Who was it?
I can't remember.
Somebody out there who plays trivia on Hunter's Bay Radio would in the mornings that. Would know this. So if you do, please let me know. I don't know if it was Camus.
Message us.
It was like an existential moment, right? Where he had IBS. Like, that's the truth. I can't. I know what I know, but I can't get the rest of the information out of my brain.
That's what Google's for.
Down in the bowels of my brain.
You keep
is
going.
A man who sits on a Johnny on the Spot, which at that time was probably just an outhouse or a dug hole, with IBS, and was either writing philosophy or scripture, and I can't remember which one it was.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway, that's your Sunday morning coffee chat. Back to your question, Chris.
Yeah.
And that's just me being my authentic self about having this bizarre amount of potentially useless information bottled up in my brain. that I don't normally pull out very often.
I love it.
So the last, I guess the last, in the last year, we've emerged, right? Like, I think I've been getting a lot of questions around what are businesses doing? What's your observation in the field? You know, what are people doing to regroup and recover? And so there's all these R words, you know, like recovery, reemergence. Oh my God, there's the great resignation is happening amongst the labor force, you know, and things like that. So I want to avoid kind of diving into that talk. I would love to believe that we are really in an emergence time and we're kind of getting back to business. And in some cases, I think people are getting back to basics, right? So they're kind of reassessing their foundation of their business. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been highly distracted by a lot of stuff. Others have been incredibly profitable and productive during an economic downturn, which is fairly normal.
Yeah.
But for those that are kind of getting back to basics or trying to figure out what their next steps are, it seems to be boiling down to who am I really? Like, who is my business? Like, mm-hmm. you know, what am I providing? What's my value?
Yeah.
Who am I providing it to?
Yeah.
So who are my customers? Who are my clients? What's my true target audience? Like, yeah. Where do I want to be doing this? How am I doing it? And how am I doing it to the best of my ability?
Yes.
And so in that exercise of trying to figure out, you know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and who we're doing it for, mm-hmm. We kind of start to assess that, you know, how if we've been wearing a mask and putting ourselves out there as a business that does this when actually we do things very differently
yes.
than what we're saying. Or even just when it comes to putting out content and advertising, you know, we see a lot of, it's not false. It's not, I don't want to go down that route, but you see a lot of people trying to put stuff out there that makes them sound smart, feel important, look the part, you know, yeah. that fake it till you make it kind yeah. of stuff. And I'm starting to get this vibe that that's kind of dying. Like, mm-hmm. I'm guilty as charged. I think, aren't we all?
It is.
You know?
No, you're right. So I'll tell you what. There are some really cool business owners out there who know who they are and what they are. Mm-hmm. And I work with them with Dockside and write a lot of their stories totally. For Dockside. This is where things come out. The ones who trust in themselves, mm-hmm. put their trust in me, and we put together great content. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I mean great content. All our content's solid. All our work is solid. And I don't want to diss anybody, because everybody I've worked with this year, and I mean as a year of the whole of 2021, has been really, really good to work with.
Yeah.
Especially under the difficult circumstances. They've been patient and easy and come up with some cool stuff. But I mean the ones who take things to the next level of greatness. Mm-hmm. So there's good mm-hmm. and then there's the great, right? When I look and say, wow, that's a great looking picture, that's a great story, that suits them, that's who they are, I know them because mm-hmm. I sat down and mm-hmm. had coffee with them and had a snack with them and spoke off the record with them, and I know that that's legit who they are as a person.
Yep.
It comes out and it shows in their photo, because maybe they did something a little different.
Yep.
It shows in their article, because maybe they weren't afraid to tackle issues that other people didn't want to talk about.
Absolutely.
And it just shows, right? And you can be like, wow, that is cool. Yeah. That's a natural photo. That's a natural, like, oh, look at them talking about things, giving advice to the readers, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what people want to know. It's like mm-hmm. edutainment, right? You're getting educated and entertained at the same time.
I like
time.
That. Say that again.
Edutainment, right?
Edutainment.
That's what I said. I said that to my editor there. I said, we do edutainment.
You got to call Oxford. Call Oxford edutainment. Dictionary.
It's probably in there. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that. There are other intelligent people on this planet, but
including so, our listeners,
including our
probably
listeners,
having a chuckle.
Oh my gosh, I have to take a break. We'll come right back. We're taking a quick break. 88.7 FM, The Bay, MuskokaUnlimited.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Shervin from Dairy Lane Dental, and you're listening to Muskoka Magazine.
Okay, we're back, and I'm here with my awesome friend, Kyla Taylor, amazing lady, founder of Launch and Prosper, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many accolades. And it's Chris, as you know, 88.7 FM, The Bay, MuskokaUnlimited.com. We're being kicked out of the studio. No, I'm just kidding.
We're talking too much about
nothing. We're talking
nothing.
Too much. So I can't remember where we were at.
Well, you know, we were talking about being authentic and business owners crafting their authentic voice.
Yes,
and,
we're talking about that.
You know, and this isn't, you know, not to, there's some incredible marketing and advertising agencies in the world that really help people to do that. But on the business end of that, like where I can kind of come in and respond to why I think you're doing so well and yeah. what you're doing at Dockside is that there's a business strategy behind it. Mm-hmm. Your business owners know that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right because mm-hmm. sometimes I like to be right. you're in a business to business sort of spectrum at this point.
Yes.
It's got great shelf life, so the end client sees that advertisement or your articling.
Yes,
but truly, I think what it boils down to is you've got this, people know they belong in your specific offer because
yes.
they've done the work.
Yes.
They know their business model. They know who their customers are.
They know their clients. They're targeted.
Exactly. Yeah. They're totally targeted. And they know how to speak to them. But more than anything else, I think like the what really hits home is business for us especially is about relationship. People want to work with people they like.
Yes.
Or people they feel akin to or that they feel comfortable with.
And yes.
That begins with authenticity.
Yeah.
So if you can know everything you know about something, but bottle it up and not package it the way or come out as being, you know, a little bit, I don't know. You just might rub people the wrong way. You don't, Chris. But
I'm sure I rub jealous people the wrong way. People are like, oh my gosh, look at all the things he does. Right. Oh, right. How does he do it? Like I do the Muskoka Unlimited initiative, which is less of a business and more of a collective, you know, that I'm trying to grow. You know, I'm really good at what I do at Dockside as a writer. I can do my creative side. I'm the vice president of the Huntsville Soccer Club. I'm on the board of directors of a new third club that I help. I was on the steering committee for the Muskoka United Football Club, which is a combination of Bracebridge and Huntsville. I mean, I think I do so many things that people are just like, and I coach and I whatever, right? And I'm just involved.
Yeah.
And I think there's some people that rubs the wrong way because I am a little arrogant. I do have a bit of an attitude about it.
Well, you're confident. Let's back up the bus. Are you actually arrogant?
More. I think it's close. There's a fine line. I think sometimes I get a little arrogant, and it's because I get frustrated with people who don't do anything for our community at all and then are critical and judgmental of others. Mm. And it's like, hey, you know what? If you were actually doing stuff, I can handle the constructive criticism. Right. If not, I am arrogant with you. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Because I know, you know, 2-3 dozen people who are making this community a great place to live. What are you doing for it? If not, shut up if you're not willing to put up, right? So I can be arrogant in those situations.
But you're being authentic. And I think, so number one, you're going to have an audience that is going to, not because they're, and take the word arrogant out of this. You're confident, you're passionate, you're a champion for your community.
Yeah,
you're generally a champion for the work that you do. So you have a couple of different value propositions across the board. Like you almost need to compartmentalize the areas that you work out of, right? It's true. You do as an entrepreneur because you're juggling your hats. But if every single hat you wear is well-defined, then you're very clear on your motives,
what I
need
to do. Yeah.
And your audience is going to resonate or not. So if you know that who you're speaking to, it's the target client, and you're doing so authentically, they're with you.
Yes.
They will engage.
Yeah.
And I think that's incredible. And I think that's what we've been seeing a lot with small businesses is they're starting to figure out their niche. They're not trying to be all things to all people. They're
very hard to be all things to all people.
But I think we try, especially in a small business economy, a small town economy, right?
Oh, big time.
You think you've got to grab the entire audience. So you're spreading yourself so thin. And my market strategist, Tara Charlton, she's phenomenal. She loves to use the term spray and pray. You know, you spray and pray. And so we are truly known for dialing it back, for taking this macro stuff from people and going, let's get right down to the essence, the heart of the matter, the core of your work, what your actual business strategy is, what you do, who you're doing it for, and then just focus on talking to those people. And I think you do a good job of that, Chris.
Well, yeah, thank you. We try. You know what? With Muskoka Unlimited, it's not, I'm kind of all over the place with that still. I'm still figuring out what I'm doing, but it's a creative endeavor. And it's bringing artists together and authors together and creative minds together and showcasing their work. So it's less of a business and more of a, you know what? If I can break even every year and then make 10, 20% on that and whatever, and eventually more is the plan so that we can grow. But if I can, you know, run a few shows, make a little money off of it to keep supporting what it's doing and grow, then I'm happy, right? Eventually, I want it to be to the point where we can have some government grants and some students, or be able to afford students because the money's there.
Yep.
And bring them along so they can get involved, right?
Right.
But with Dockside, very targeted. With all my soccer stuff, I mean, I guess I'm targeted. I know what I'm doing. I have a plan. It's just not I my plan swerves with Muskoka Unlimited as things things pop up. I bob and weave, and I'm like, here's the goal is to do three shows this year, and we're doing three shows this year.
But it sounds like your ultimate goal is you're creating a brand.
Yes.
That creates value, that creates credibility for artists and creators.
Yeah, that's the overall goal.
To sell their wares under. So you're creating their. You're creating a buffer for them or an opportunity and a space that, and you're doing the work. You're doing the marketing. You're doing the groundwork.
Yeah, yeah.
You're creating the environment that they just need to show up.
Yes.
Right? So maybe, you know, you and I should have another coffee off air and we can really get that going. Because it sounds to me like at the end of the day, you want to help other artists be profitable.
Yeah.
And to take
100%.
Right. And to take maybe to help them really put themselves out there again, 100%. Authentically speaking, and learn how to create value, build their value proposition, and sell their work at what it's worth and not what their fear pricing is.
Exactly. Like,
there's a lot of artists out there that undervalue their work.
100%. I have to talk to them all the time and be like, no, this is worth more and this is a little too low.
Right.
And a lot of them come to me and there's a few that are okay with doing their own marketing, but this helps their name grow, and they're happy to support what we're doing because some of them have names already, and this just, they want to put their name in our hats to help some of the younger ones who don't have names get recognized by people that follow them already. Right.
So let me ask you, do you have a clear sentence that is your value prop, that what does Muskoka Unlimited do? Or do you have homework after this podcast?
I have value props.
Tell the world what, because there might be an artist out there.
We have to stop.
This could be a to be continued.
We're out of time, but I will say this. So I'll give you not a one sentence. Basically, our value proposition is sharing local artists' creativity with the world through our website and in-person shows.
Amazing.
That's pretty much it. I could give you one. That comes off. I haven't written that down. It came off the top of my head. I'm very good at that. But that in its basic essence.
Can I take a stab at the can to just dial it in a little more?
Yeah.
Muskoka Unlimited is, our Muskoka Unlimited exists to create a digital and physical platform for artists of all media.
Yeah.
To build their personal brands and showcase their work.
There you go. Boom. Period.
Okay, I got to work on that a bit more. But that's...
We can listen to it after and type it out. Anyways, we got to go, Kyla. I'm sorry.
Thanks,
I wish
Chris.
We had more time. You know what? There's a former MPP or soon to be former MPP that needs to take the studio over with the station manager at Hunters Bay Radio. I'm sorry, guys. Apparently, we're not important enough. We're getting kicked out of our time.
I'm excited to hear Mr. Norm Miller.
So. Yeah, me too. I love Mr. Norm Miller. And I just, before we go, I'll thank him for all he's done. And I will say thank you in person when we see him. So, and thank you, Kyla, for coming on again and being awesome and having great chats with me. I appreciate it. And giving great advice to everybody.
Thanks.
I feel like this one was more about me, so you're going to have to come again.
No, it's, hey, man, it's great. Wishing you all a great day and hope you launch and prosper.
Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.